Joining me now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have John Buckley. He's the Plymouth County Register of Deeds. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Christine. Thanks for having us.
Well, you know, looking at some of the numbers you very nicely sent over, and as you mentioned, interest rates, low inventory, and holidays are keeping those numbers down.
Well, certainly real estate remains at a slower pace than last year. And as you said, high interest rates have completely wiped out the refinance market. And the low inventory has made increasing housing opportunities very difficult.
And typically, too, when we get towards Thanksgiving and Christmas, it typically that's always been another slowdown, even in years when numbers are pretty good, as I remember.
It is. I mean, clearly, our great realtors are out there still trying to stimulate business, but people do get focused on other things.
And, you know, it's interesting, another trend that has continued throughout last year and this year, no matter what was going on, the average sale price is still increasing here in Plymouth County.
Well, you may have heard other parts of Massachusetts or the country, the value is coming down, but the numbers we track continue to show an increase in the average sale price. So far this year, the average sale price has been $620,173. Last year at this time, the average sale price was $609,514. 2% increase.
Also in the increase foreclosure deeds and notices.
Well, they're both coming up, and it's relative to the fact that during the COVID moratorium, nothing was going on record. It was a freeze on recordings. So some of the lenders are getting caught up, and that's showing higher numbers as we go forward. However, it's nowhere near the difficult times we had in 2008 in that time period.
Now, I just want to switch over for the great historic documents that you focus on and highlight every month. And the one that you're focusing on and highlighting this month is something that's very similar to what you would think about as today's grand jury. Tell our listeners a little bit about it.
Yeah, we love talking about the Plymouth County records, and we love talking about how many similarities you can find in the 1600s relative to today's statutes and procedures. So in 1636, the colonial court decided to have a allowance of a grand inquest to maintain law and order, and that the inquest be impaneled by the governor, and there were people from all different parts of the colony participating to preserve the preservation of peace in goodness in the community. And clearly, once they've identified where those people have violated something, they forwarded those individuals along with what they were charged with to a judge to adjudicate.
It's pretty interesting, ensuring about peace and tranquility. That's a big charge there. And interesting to see the issues that they would have debated. And again, people can see this document on Friday, November 24th from 9 to 3 p.m. in the Plymouth Colony Records Reading Room, right at the second floor of the main office of the Registry of Deeds.
That is correct.
Well, so again, we appreciate you joining us and highlighting some of this very interesting information. That's John Buckley. He's the Plymouth County Register of Deeds. Thanks again.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Christine.
Happy Thanksgiving to you as well.